What's going on, you dumb fucking cucks? We're back here with part two.
Die, you fucking cocksucker. Look at this.
So violent.
Oh, shit, I'm getting shot.
So violent and sexy.
I'm about to just toss a nade out there. Oh! Damn.
Okay. Sports.
Egg Rice Krispie.
Sports.
Use a med kit. You're hurt. I'm not hurt.
Clearly, you're not fucking hurt. He's on like 80% health. 85% health, even. Like, throw it, you dumb shit.
Now I'm hurt.
You're more than hurt. I think your fucking guts are outside your goddamn body.
Medic!
Throw it. Jesus Christ.
Don't crawl towards you, dumb shit. Come on, let's go.
You're the dumb shit that let it explode the first time.
I know, but this time around, he was just crawling towards it.
You know, like a grenade gets thrown at you and you think that you can outrun it while you're dragging somebody? You're a fucking genius, aren't you?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I got shit again. Hold on, I'm gonna go away for a second. Oh, that one was silent, man. That one's gonna reek. That one's gonna wreak havoc.
Yeah.
Wow. That one's gonna wreak havoc like a pedo in an elementary school.
Shall I go get... Shall I go get the, Shit! Alright. Shall I go get the, fucking shot back? Suck all that stank up.
Just hook it up to my asshole and just suck it right out of me. This clearly won't stop coming. Alright. Anyways. In the world of sports, the Home Run Derby was what, last night?
Yeah.
Home Run Derby was last night. When's the All-Star game? Is that today?
Yeah, it started at 7 o'clock.
Oh, well,
probably
shit.
Almost over now.
Yeah, I'm not watching it. You know why? Because I don't really care.
I know you don't.
You guys sent Yachty and who?
Mikolas.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Petri.
We sent Salvi. Who was it? Bryce Harper? Was that the guy?
Bryce Harper last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper won the Home Run Derby. There's apparently some controversy. People are saying he cheated.
Just like every big sporting event, there's always going to be controversy.
Why does it matter? It's just for fun. Why does it even... It's
not literally
important.
What it is. It's just for money. It's literally all it is.
It's not fucking important.
They don't
whatsoever.
Even get money. They just get a trophy for it.
Yeah. That's it. Literally, nobody gives a shit. They're not the ones getting the money. The league is getting the money.
Yeah, T-Mobile.
Yeah. It literally means nothing, and people freaked out over it. Because, what was it? The ball that you hit is supposed to hit the ground before the next one can be pitched to you.
You know, if that was the case, you know how long the Home Run Derby would go on for?
I know.
It'd be like an extra 2 hours long.
But supposedly that's the rule. My question is, what the fuck does that have to do with you hitting the ball? Nothing.
It really has nothing. It used to be a while back that they only had a certain amount of pitches, like 15 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And if you swung, it counted. If it went by you and you didn't swing, it didn't count. So they had to get rid of that because, you know, people weren't swinging. They're waiting for the ones right down the middle.
Right.
And now they switched to like 2 minutes. You have 2 minutes to hit X amount of
balls.
Just
as many as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Make it go by a lot quicker.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do it the other way,
you have like 3 timeouts too. Throughout the thing.
Well, yeah, but still. It's not like you can take like a 5 minute timeout.
Yeah. They're usually about a minute long.
Yeah. 30 seconds to a minute.
And that's when they like that's when they split the screen in half and they're like playing a commercial on one side and they're like watching the timeout on the other one.
Yeah. But yeah, supposedly the rule is the ball is supposed to hit the ground before the next one can be pitched to you. My question is, what effect does that have on him hitting? Nothing. So why does it matter? You know the answer? It doesn't. It doesn't fucking matter. He won. It's over. Big deal. Yeah, the All-Star is cool, but guess what? I don't really give a fuck about it.
I know you don't.
It was cool when it was here in Kansas City, but, you know, I went to FanFest. That was cool.
I don't know what that is.
They had, like, this big whatever get together. There's like shit for kids to do, and they got a bunch of merchandise there, and some of the players stopped by and whatever, you know.
I don't know if St. Louis does something like that. If they do, that'd be cool. Love to get some autographs.
I mean, you basically have that in your... I mean, other than the players showing up, I guess. But you, yeah, that's basically like the ballpark village. It's kind of like that.
I would,
but it's not all the time. It was just like a one-day thing. The
next Cardinals game I go to won't even be until September. Yeah. I'm taking Milady to the Giants versus Cardinals game. I'm going to try and show up like 2 hours before the game starts and like watch batting practice and get some autographs.
I don't care for the Cardinals, but I hope they beat the ever-living... You can get ammo from him.
From who?
From that, that guy. He's got the ammo symbol on him, goddammit. You dumb shit. I just... Other than that, there's not really anything new going on. The Cardinals are, what, average?
Yeah.
Cardinals are average. The Royals still suck.
I don't know if the Royals have 30 wins yet.
I don't think so either. I know a couple weeks, like at the end of June, we're at like 25 or 26. They might have 30 by now. Let's find out. Real quick, this handy-dandy smartphone that I got can tell me pretty easily. Nope.
You have 27 wins. Look at that.
We are 27-68.
Oh, wow. The White Sox really beat you guys up.
Yeah. I mean, the White Sox aren't much better. 33-62. They're only six games up. Ugh, Jesus. We are fucking awful. We are horrible. Horrible, horrible team.
Is this one of my guys?
Did you see our finals from when we played the Red Sox? First game, 10-5. Second game, 15-4. Third game, 7-4.
Oh, yeah, there's like 2 weeks straight you guys just had like a big old losing streak.
We beat the Twins 9-4 last week. But we lost to them 3-1 and 8-5. Then we lost to the White Sox 9-6, beat them 5-0, and lost 10-1. And we play the Twins on Friday again, where I get the shit kicked out of us, because that's what we like to do. I do know one thing we can talk about for sports.
And that would be?
The World Cup, motherfucker, because we didn't get to talk much about it.
We talked a lot about it.
Well, yeah, it was... I didn't get to talk about my picks and how right I was on a lot of shit. So, a lot of people.
Everyone was rooting for Crouton to win.
Stupid. That was a stupid thing to say. A lot of people doubted my picks for who was going to win. In the round of 16, I had Uruguay over Portugal, which was right. France over Argentina, which was right. I had Mexico over Brazil. I was wrong on that. Belgium over Japan was right. I had Spain over Russia, which was wrong. But nobody fucking saw Russia winning that game. Nobody did. So it wasn't just me. Nobody even thought Russia was going to score a goal on Spain. They went to PKs, tied 1-1, and Russia pulled it out with 4 PKs to Spain's 3. Nobody thought Russia was even going to score. Croatia over Denmark, I was right. Sweden over Switzerland, I was right. And England over Colombia, I was right. So 75%. six of eight, I guess, for the round of 16. Then for the quarters, I had France over Uruguay. I was right. Belgium over Brazil. I was right. Croatia over Russia. I was right. I had Sweden over England. I was wrong. So three of four. Again, 75%. Not bad. Then for the semis, I had France over Belgium. I was correct. And Croatia over England. I was correct. For third place, I had Belgium over England. And Belgium won. And for the championship, those of you that know me well know that I was rooting for the Frenchmen, and they won the World Cup 4-2.
Oh, you did have Croatia winning?
No, I had France winning.
Oh, shit.
I was rooting for France.
Sorry, I'm in the middle of a long-ass message right now.
That's why I said I was pulling for the Frenchmen.
Oh, did you say that?
Yeah, I did say that, motherfucker.
You are a Frenchman.
Thanks for paying attention to me.
I literally just told you I'm sending a long-ass message.
Mm-hmm. So, out of 8, 12, 16 matches total, I only got 3 wrong. That's not bad numbers.
It's not a bad number. To be honest, I was rooting for no one because I didn't fucking know the World Cup was even going on.
Of course you didn't.
Didn't know until the playoffs.
Yeah, my wrong percentage was 18.75%.
Just round up to 19.
No.
You're about to tell me what that is. You are with your height.
My height?
I always got to have that 3/4 in there.
No, no, it's 5'8".
You went up?
No.
Oh.
I'm technically 5'8 3/4". But I only say 5'8", because if you tell people 5'8 3/4", you sound pathetic. And a lot of people are just like, say you're 5'9". I'm like, man, I don't feel right lying. But anyways, while Pickles finishing his message, I know he's super excited about my surprise that I told you guys about.
I'm not super excited about it.
He's not. I was being sarcastic. It's mid-July, people. That means...
It's Christmas in July.
It's about to be for these motherfuckers. They're about to get some inside knowledge. Okay? If you haven't been paying attention or you haven't started mock drafts or anything like that, it's time to break out the old draft book. Get back on your app, hit up the mock drafts, start doing your homework, look up the stats, the percentages, look at all of it. But really, you should listen to me because I know more than the experts because they're wrong every fucking week. Every time they're wrong. They're always wrong.
Sorry, this guy doesn't squirt up at all brain spray.
I promise you, in your league, if you listen to the experts, you will not win. You listen to the experts, I'm pretty sure they steer people in the wrong direction on purpose. You will lose. That's right, motherfuckers. I'm talking about fantasy football. Fantasy football, ladies and gentlemen. We're only 2 months out. Okay?
How do you still have a head?
It's time to get your shit together. So,
oh, you little shit.
From now until the time we start, I'm going to give you my top picks and then a bunch of others for who to pay attention to.
And I'm going to give you no one because I don't know shit about football.
Yeah, he's just going to listen to me and base off what he's going to go off of. Or he's going to draft Tom Brady in the first round again. And
no.
Fucking
him. Nope. I'm not drafting Brady.
Okay. This week, we're doing running backs and running backs only. Next week, we'll probably do receivers. After that, quarterbacks, then so on and so on.
Look at this guy.
I may even throw in some defensive players for those of you that I do IDPs. For those of you that don't know what that means. I don't know.
Please don't. I hated that.
Why?
I just hated it.
Gives you extra points. I don't know. We'll take a poll. I feel like a lot of people didn't care for it.
I didn't.
But we'll figure it out. But even so, even if our league doesn't do it, I might still do an episode or a segment on IDPs just so you motherfuckers know. And you need to plant a bomb right there, my man. You need to plant a bomb right there, my man.
I'm getting whatever that was.
That was ammo. What are you doing?
I'm planting a bomb, man.
Turn around. The thing that has the white circle on it.
Where's the thing with the white circle?
Right fucking there it is, dumbass. It's flashing at you. Jesus Christ. Anyways, running backs and running backs only. If you're getting on your app or listening to the experts and whatnot, whatever, right now, you're wrong, okay? Listen to me. I'm going to tell you what's right. Number one to watch. Number one, Todd Gurley. Okay? If you disagree with that, your fantasy team fucking sucked last year. Because everybody knows whoever had Todd Gurley on their team was cutting it the fuck up.
I know.
Didn't that dude score like three or four touchdowns in more than one game?
I like Todd Gurley.
He's goddamn good, okay? He's your number one. Number two, Ezekiel Elliott. He had a little bit of a sophomore slump. Especially after the, what are you doing?
What? Am I supposed to do something on here?
No. He had a little bit of a sophomore slump, especially after the suspension. Later on in the season, he's, whatever. But this year, he'll be back full strength. Number three, this one's a little touchy. Le'Veon Bell. Okay, I didn't see if he had a deal go through or not. I'm going to find out real quick. I know he was talking about sitting out at least half of the season if he didn't get a long-term deal. Uh-huh. Bell's agent details why contract negotiations with Steelers fell short. Well, there you have it. This one is drafted your own risk, because obviously if he plays, high rewards, obviously. One of, if not the best running back in the league. And I probably would have had him over Todd Gurley if he wasn't having contract issues. But he's talking about sitting out half the season so he can go into 2019 free agency perfectly healthy. So, like I say, draft high risk but high reward, or look for someone else. But then, you know, my luck would be is I'll let him slip by, and then he'll end up playing the full season and have, like, the best season of his career. That would be my luck. Number four. I know he's coming off an injury last year, and he didn't look so hot, even when he was playing. But I'm telling you people, back in a big way, David Johnson. Draft him. Just draft him. If you got the chance, draft him. If he gets injured again, you can always drop him. If you get the chance, pick him up. Number five, a lot of people are going to disagree with me on this. Kareem Hunt. That's right. You all know I'm a Kansas City fan. Our offense has been revamped this year. Pick him up. He might even be my top running back pick. Yeah, I mean, you got guys that are more guaranteed like Zeke or Gurley and whatnot. But Kareem's either going to have an average game, get you a touchdown or two, and, you know, 50, 60 yards or up, you know.
How's Tina?
Let's say he gets, you know, 50 yards and a touchdown.
Tina!
You know, for normal point systems, that's 11 points right there. You know, that's average. It's not bad. He's probably not going to get much further below that. but he could also have a game where he goes off and gets you 40 points, like he did for me last year, because your boy drafted him. Worked out great for me. It worked out less later on in the season when the Chiefs decided they were going to keep handing off play calling to different fucking people, because, by God, if the Chiefs have something going right for them, they better change it. Number six.
I don't have to wear work tonight, so we're good.
Oh, well, I'm still going to go to bed.
I know you are.
Probably after we're done with this is probably when I'm going to leave.
Yeah, I figured as much.
You fingered as much.
I fingered you so much.
Thank you. Number six, Alvin Kamara. That's obvious. I mean, you know, he's not a top guy, but New Orleans, two running backs, and we'll talk more about Mark Ingram later, but they had two running backs split the carries. Both of them had over 1,000 yards.
We're slowly making our way into Nazi territory.
Yes, you were. But both of them had over 1,000 yards, and Alvin Kamara is a younger one. He's their lead man. I think it's obvious you take him. They have a strong line. Number seven, Melvin Gordon. Because he's just good.
Nope.
Melvin Gordon.
Who's that?
He's running back for the Chargers.
The Chargers.
Now, a lot of people think that the Chargers are somehow going to pull out a 10-6 or 11-5 season this year. That's bullshit, because I couldn't even fucking tell you the last time I saw them do that. Like 06, maybe? Whatever year LaDainian Tomlinson last played for them.
I don't really follow the Chargers, so I don't know. You want to know who I do want to like pay a little bit of attention to, though?
Hmm.
The Browns. That's who I want to pay attention to a little bit this year.
Oh, yeah, I'll get into it with them. No, none of them, none of their running backs are in my top 15. But I do have a little tidbit I want to talk about their running backs.
That's a big ass gun.
That is a big ass gun. I believe that's a
50 caliber.
No, that's a Browning.
Makes you wanna.
But anyways, Chargers aren't gonna pull out a 10-6, 11-5. That's not gonna fucking happen, dude. They're not gonna finish ahead of the Chiefs. They might finish ahead of the Broncos. I honestly don't think they beat the Raiders this year.
Vegas Raiders.
If Derek Carr is at full strength, they've still got a pretty decent O-line. They just fucking, they brought in Jordy Nelson. You still got beast mode there, which he was kind of a bust last year. But you've also got Jalen Richard. And you've also got Doug Martin there now, too. So, and by the way, I don't know if it's Jalen Richard or Jalen Richard, because I've heard both. So I've just taken to saying Jalen Richard because it's fancier. It's more fun to say.
Just say Jalen.
Yeah. Anyways. Number eight, I'm kind of surprised with myself that I put him this low, but it's just because his team likes to put the ball in the air. Leonard Fournette, obviously.
Is he playing for Green Bay?
No. Plays for Jacksonville. Obviously, you know, you might be worried about a sophomore slump, but, dude, I don't think so. Not with that fucking O-line and not with how fucking big that dude is. I don't think there's a sophomore slump there. I think he continues to fucking truck people like no tomorrow. Good draft choice. Dalvin Cook for Minnesota. Should be at full strength after last year's ACL tear. He's good. Man, the kid's good. He was just starting to show it last year how good he was. Barely dipped his toes in the water before an injury, which is so sad to see. But should be back at full strength. I don't think that skill's gone anywhere. So draft him. Number 10, old reliable, Devontae Freeman. Man, he might be average one week. He might go off. kind of like a Kareem Hunt thing. He's not going to go off for 40 points, but he might get you 10, 11, maybe 12 one week. He might get you 23, 24 the next week, man. Draft him. All reliable. I draft him almost every year, and he always gets the job done for me. He's never let me down once. I think the lowest I ever had out of him was like 8 points. And he only got in like 20 yards and a touchdown. Still, not a letdown. If your running back puts up a few yards and a touchdown, man, that's good. You're golden.
I feel like my guy's about to get shot in the face.
Yeah, probably. Number 11. Shady. LeSean McCoy. Obvious draft because...
Okay, you just lost your little black book.
It's more of a brown than black, but whatever.
It's an expression, okay?
LeSean McCoy, because he's good every year. I know he's getting a little older, but he hasn't showed any signs of stopping, so... I mean, that's why he didn't make the top 10. But at the same time, I feel like he's worth it, so go ahead. Number 12. Some of you are going to say that, oh, why'd you wait till the number 12 spot to put him on this list? And I'll tell you why after I tell you his name. Saquon Barkley.
I like that name. Saquon.
New York Giants. If that doesn't tell you right there why I waited till the number 12 spot, then you shouldn't be playing fantasy football. The Giants were 3-13 last year. Their O-line is fucking garbage. He's got nobody to run behind. I think the kid's got a lot of skill. I think he's fast. I think he's strong. I think he could potentially be great. Just not with the Giants. And you guys might say, well, OBJ was the same way. And I say, OBJ is kind of slowing down now. You know why? Because his team fucking sucks. He's better than his team, but he can't leave. It's not up to him. So, Saquon Barkley, I'd say probably go ahead and draft him. But don't expect big numbers because he's got nothing to run behind. A running back is only so good. You can be phenomenal running back, and if you have flopping fish for an O-line, you're still going to go down. I bet you did.
Sounds like my ex. All right. Seriously, that's disgusting.
I saw somewhere the other, I think it was Colin Coward, said that the Giants were going to have like a, like a 9-7 season or something. Like maybe it was 7-9. I don't know. But like, they were 3-13 last year. They didn't make that many drastic changes. Their quarterback is still garbage. Only guess what? Now he's a year older. Eli Manning is not his brother. He's not good. He's got 2 Super Bowls. You know why? Because of his defense. Not because of him. Peyton Manning had 1 Super Bowl because of himself. He got a 2nd one because of his defense. Eli Manning got both of his Super Bowls because of his defense. He's not good. Maybe he used to be decent at one point. Now, he's awful. OBJ ain't worth shit if Eli can't even get the ball to him. And the Steelers are in the same boat. AB and Juju Smith-Schuster, yeah.
What? Say that again. I like that.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
Schuster.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
And Antonio Brown aren't worth a goddamn cent if Big Ben underthrows every time he gets the ball. It's that simple. You can't win games if your offense plays like shit. Unless you have a stellar defense. which the Giants don't have. Pittsburgh obviously doesn't. They let Jacksonville put up 40-some fucking points in the playoffs last season. Just saying. We'll get more into that when we discuss other moving parts of those teams. Anyways, like I said, you can draft Saquon Barkley, but don't expect big numbers. Save yourself the heartache. Number 13, Christian McCaffrey. I like the kid. He's a little small for my taste, but he's fast. He's hungry. I like him. I don't know how much playing time he's going to get with C.J. Anderson there. Personally, I would start C.J. Anderson over Christian McCaffrey, but I, you know, that's just me. Maybe C.J. Anderson just plays third down for him. But, I mean, that's good competition right there. And plus, C.J. Anderson's just fucking smart. It's just that simple. That dude got the fuck out of Denver right when he knew that they were about to turn into a shitty team. I mean, he tore his ACL and he was like, you know what? I'm not going to worry about any of this because I just want to focus on myself and my health. And then he gets out of Denver just as they start to suck ass. Smart guy. I like his football knowledge. 14, Jordan Howard, Chicago. All the experts were ranking him.
I like Jordan Howard.
Yeah, he's good. All the experts were ranking him lower. I don't know why. He's been good nonstop since he came into the league. He hasn't necessarily been exceptional, but he's been good, especially playing on a shit team. He puts up good numbers. Draft him. Don't be an idiot. Number 15. Man, the number 15 spot was kind of a battle between like seven guys for me. And ultimately, I stand by the order that I put them in. But number 15, Jerick McKinnon in San Francisco now. I don't think San Francisco becomes a huge winning team this year. I think they do a lot better. And I think, you know, he may not put up phenomenal numbers, but I bet he's average. That's really all you can look for. I mean, your phenomenal numbers, guys, in this are really like your top five. Top 10, maybe. Those guys go off every other week. You know, if you make the top 15, you're putting up average numbers. You're putting up a touchdown and 60 yards every week. That's good. That's good for fantasy football. If you don't think that's good, then you have a horrible team. The goal is to get one of those top one, you know, big time tier one running backs, and then get you another guy that puts up average points. That way you never get let down. If a guy puts up 10 to 12 points every week, that's not a letdown. That's just good business. Number 16, again, after I put Jerick McKinnon down, this was another battle between the other guys that I had left. Joe Mixon, Cincinnati. Man, I think the kid's got skill. Really, it just depends. What it comes down to is his O-line going to block for him? So this is another, you know, at your own risk. Number 17, Lamar Miller. He's good. He's not great, but he's still pretty good. Number 18, Mark Ingram.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, last season, him and Alvin Kamara split the touches. They both had over 1,000 yards. But Alvin Kamara is going into a sophomore year. Mark Ingram ain't exactly a puppy anymore. So I think he still has good numbers, but, you know, look out. Tevin Coleman, Atlanta. Dude, if you draft Devontae Freeman, you might as well fucking pick up Tevin Coleman, too, and start them both. Because one of them will get average and the other will have fucking 20 points. That's just the way Atlanta works. Don't ask me how. I had both of them one season. I think that was two seasons ago. You know, one game, fucking Devontae Freeman give me 8 points and fucking Tevin Coleman would get me 22. And then they just fucking switch the next week. He's a good draft pick. Number 20, Jay Ajayi, because he's still good. He's playing in Philly. Philly's a hot fucking team right now. He's running behind a good line. And as long, whoever, if he ends up starting again at Philly, whoever the starting running back is, probably a good draft pick. Just saying. Number 21, Derrick Henry. Tennessee is not that great. Not that great of a team. Although they did beat us in the wild card game. Wonderful for us. I guess it wasn't. Was it the wild card game? I don't know. I was at the game, but I was drunk, so I don't even remember if it was the wild card game or not. But they beat us in the playoffs.
Fair enough.
Derrick Henry's a fucking monster. I draft him just because he's fucking big and he's hard to bring down. That guy breaks away for 15, 20 yards all the time just because he's massive. Pick him up. 22. Argue with me if you want. Latavius Murray. I know he's starting behind Dalvin Cook, but the fucking guy is still good. He was good in Oakland. I don't know why they got rid of him when they did. That dude would put up a touchdown or two every week. And then they bring in Beast Mode, and he does jack shit for them. And I was excited for Beast Mode to be there. But I was like, why did you get rid of Latavius Murray? He's one of your top scorers. You bring in Beast Mode, and now you're kicking yourself in the ass because you got rid of the guy that scored, and you brought in this other guy for money, and now he's not getting the job done. Whatever. Okay, I'm done explaining most of these. 23, Deion Lewis, Tennessee. 24, Carlos Hyde, Cleveland. Now, okay, I will talk about this one real quick. A lot of people are saying Duke Johnson is going to start ahead of him. Or what's the kid's name? Nick Chubb?
Chubb?
Yeah. Don't bet on Duke Johnson starting for very long because Carlos Hyde is just flat out better than him. Even if he's older, he's just better. That's all there is to it.
His life has been saved way too many fucking times. And
So, yeah, I go Carlos Hyde over Duke Johnson. Maybe maybe Nick Chubb, but we'll get to him later. Anyways.
What the shit?
Number 25, Darius Geis, however the fuck you say his last name, I don't know. Plays for Washington. 26, Isaiah Crowell for the Jets. 27, Kenyon Drake, Miami. 28, Chris Thompson, Washington. 29, Royce Freeman, Denver. Number 30, Sonny Michael, New England. Number 31, Marshawn Lynch, Oakland. This is still being called Oakland, by the way.
Are they still calling it Oakland?
Mm-hmm. Number 32, Jalen Richard. I don't like to say Richard. I don't know how you say his name, but I like to say Richard. It's fun. Oakland, young, fast, pick him up. 33, C.J. Anderson. Because apparently Christian McCaffrey is starting over him. Like I said, I'd start CJ over him, but Yeah, whatever. CJ Anderson, Carolina, pick him up. 34, Alex Collins, Baltimore. 35, Rashad Penny, Seattle. 36, Nick Chubb, Cleveland. 37, Doug Martin, Oakland. 38, Rex Burkhead, New England. 39, Ronald Jones, Tampa Bay. 40, Marlon Mack, Indianapolis. 41, Tariq Cohen, Chicago. 42, Jamal Williams, Green Bay. 43, Kerryon Johnson, Detroit. 44, Duke Johnson, Cleveland. 45, Austin Eckler, whatever the fuck his name is, I don't know. His numbers are looking pretty good. Los Angeles Chargers. Number 46, Corey Clement, Philadelphia. 47, T.J. Yeldon, Jacksonville. 48, Ty Montgomery, Green Bay. 49, Javorius Allen, Baltimore. And number 50, Giovanni Bernard, Cincinnati. Those are your top 50 running backs. Watch all of them.
Top 50.
You're welcome for that. And...
And, always an and.
If anyone that's listening has questions, I...
Feel free to communicate with us through our text line, 660-232.
No, I told them I was thinking about giving them my Twitter handle. Maybe.
I was going to post your phone number.
That's kind of a dick move. If you have questions, whatever, if you're listening, you want to know, or you got something to say, you think I'm stupid, you think I'm an asshole, whatever. You know what? No, I'm not going to give you my real Twitter handle because you're not going to want to see, not even because I don't want to give it out, mostly just because if you just want to talk about fantasy football, you're not going to want to see all the other bullshit, and I totally get that. So I'm going to start another Twitter solely talk about fantasy football with it. And this is something that I've been wanting to do for a while, just so I can shit on more people, just because it's fun. So when I get that set up, I will somehow let everybody know the name. Send me your questions, whatever, at me and tell me I'm a dick and I'm stupid and I don't know what I'm talking about. And then wait for the season to start and see that you're wrong, and we'll go from there. Okay, that's all I got for fantasy football. Pickle has got a story for us.
Okay. What? Oh, yeah, I remember what story I was going to tell now. All right, so I really cheated on one girlfriend back in the day. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm not going to say her name, obviously, but... All right, so I was dating this girl when I was in college living out in St. Louis. And I was 19, she was 18. So she hadn't graduated high school yet, but she was about to.
And fresh young one.
She was literally a year younger than me. But anyways. Hold on. Stiving. Bitches in the face.
Snipe them bitches.
But anyways, I went over to her house because we were going to go out and do something after she got out of school.
Yep.
And it was me and her mom. We were sitting there talking and we were watching, I forget what we were watching, but we were watching something, and one thing led to another, and I ended up banging her mom.
Oh!
The other day I told this story, and they were like, "So, did you tell her?" I was like, "Yeah." Like, 4 months after it happened. Everyone's like, "You're such a bad person. You're such a bad person." But I was like, "Yeah, I was young, dumb, all right. I was a horn dog."
Was her mom hotter than she was?
Yeah, so much hotter. So they're like, why didn't you leave her? I was like, well, I mean, I want to keep seeing her mom. So I kept seeing her mom.
Jesus Christ, man. That's just fucking... That's mean.
I know. It was one of the two married women I've ever slept with. And she ended up finding out 4 months later. Oh, I ended up telling her 4 months later. You know, I was dumb. I was dumb. All right, I'm not going to lie. Back in the day, I wish I had the mentality then like I do now.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever we broke up, it wasn't any more than like 2 hours later or something like that.
Yep.
I texted her and I was like, hey, you and your mom want to have a three-way? That sparked a huge fucking fight, let me tell you. Started a huge fight. We haven't talked since then, which, I mean, I really don't blame her. For mostly two reasons. One, I don't talk to my exes anymore. And two, I just have no interest in talking to her. Maybe her mom.
Fucking horn dog.
I know. And,
that's mean, man.
I know.
Break up with her and then continue to bang her mom, man. The least you could have done was stop banging her mom. Or, you know, just do it behind her back.
Well, I mean,
I mean, not like continue to cheat on her. I mean, like break up with her and not tell her that you're still banging her mom.
I mean, that would be the ideal thing to do. But now, after we broke up, I didn't see her mom anymore. But I ended up, you know, like I said, I ended up telling her like 4 months later. What the fuck? I'm telling her like 4 months later that
the motherfucker just got shot to shit.
Yeah, he did.
Don't forget to pick up that one right there. Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, it was fun. It was a fun time.
Fun time. That was a short story, my man. We still got 13 minutes.
Yeah.
You got another short one to throw in there?
I mean, I can tell you about the time my ex messaged me and was telling me marital problems.
Just do it. Oh, wait, is this the screenshot you sent me the other day? I guess it's kind of funny, but there's not much to it.
No, there's not. Nah, I don't feel like telling it now. Oh, I thought I was going to tell it because it was fucking hilarious.
It was pretty funny.
Ex messaged me and was like complaining about our now husband. She's not happy anymore because he only shows love by
buying
her stuff. Yeah. I'm like, you know, that's kind of like a lame shit, but you know, whatever.
It's kind of like, what are you bitching about?
Pretty much. And so she was complaining to me and I just really wasn't having it. I just don't want to hear about it. So, man, there are no fucking ammo boxes anywhere.
Nope.
All right. Anyways, she was telling me, you sucking son of a, anyways, she was telling me all that, and I was like, yeah, well, I mean, it's what you get for, marrying someone your dad's age. And she's like, he's not my dad's age. You're 10 years older. I mean, there's a 10 years difference between my dad and him. And I was like, your dad's younger? And that's kind of when I cut off the conversation because I didn't feel like talking anymore. But, yeah, that was fun. I love trolling people. Then there was this time the other day, this chick posted on Facebook, like, all these, like, what if Michael Jackson didn't beat it, and what if, like, you know, those things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got reported for this one, so I'm reporting my comment. I commented, what if your mom didn't go through with the abortion?
Fuck ye.
Got reported.
Well, fuck.
I didn't get banned this time.
No banning, just
reporting.
Tanning. No banning, just tanning.
But yeah. Oh, my dick is hard.
There it is.
You know, the enchilada, she calls me and is like, you're not messaging me back. She's failed to message me. Kill him. They were just in sync doing that.
Yep, fuck them both. I don't take prisoners.
We don't take prisoners where we come from.
What were you saying? The enchilada was blowing your cock?
No, what? No. I said she was blowing up my phone. And she was like telling me that I wasn't replying to her because I was doing, you know, an episode and playing this game.
Mm-hmm.
I replied back to her. She hasn't messaged me back since then. It's been like 30 minutes.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Potato, patata.
Fuck a cuck.
Cuck, fuck.
Fuck a big yellow duck.
Could really disturb a lot of people on Twitter and just be like, hey, here's my Tumblr link.
No. I don't think I even, like, I probably don't even remember the password to my Tumblr.
Oh, man, I just got on there the other day and just blew it up. Actually, I'm still blowing up Tumblr with a bunch of porn. I'm about to start.
You just say, like, a bunch of racist shit.
Yeah, that thing, that site has no filter at all. And I am loving it.
Don't hit the shit. Man, I said don't hit the shit.
Yeah, it was ramping.
You're hitting all of it. Don't hit it. Ramping's not gonna fucking help you, dingus.
Yeah, what's up with the red and the green shit?
You wanna keep it more towards the green than the red.
Well, if this asshole would quit ramming me, how do I shoot? Can I shoot?
You don't shoot. You just drive.
Yes! Grand Theft Auto.
You just drive.
So you mean I can't drive and shoot at the same time?
Oh, you dumb bimbo.
If this dumb bimbo right here doesn't quit cutting me off and stopping and all that, run them all over. Fuck them.
That's one way to do it.
Better than shooting. They gonna shoot through this steel truck? No, they ain't. Oh, they might. Ah, see, so I do get to shoot.
Now you get to shoot.
Now I'm
gonna. You're not driving now.
Now I'm gonna light some bitches up.
Shoot
there they are.
Shoot them.
Oh, those are my guy. You did?
No, they're dead now.
I swear there's someone else I need to shoot.
They're about to be. Shoot them all.
These my guys.
You're shooting them. Jesus Christ. No wonder you suck these games. You shoot when you're not supposed to, and you don't shoot when you are supposed to.
Motherfuckers. Look at these. Oh, shit, we're still recording.
I know.
Oh, okay.
We got a few minutes left. I just wanted to fill it with talking about how shitty you are at this game.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad.
Keep shooting.
It won't let me shoot.
Well, don't overheat the fucking gun.
I didn't think it overheated.
Duh.
Like what
large
gun?
Machine guns overheat if you shoot them too much.
That's gay. I need to fix that.
I mean, they don't really do it as much now, but, you know, in the 40s, they did. Don't shoot your fucking driver in the head, thanks.
Oh my god. Where are these little bastages at? That's where I just saw one right there. Right?
Mission success. Checkpoint reached.
Yeah. I think that's the end of this one, isn't it?
I think so.
Oh, see, now this is like the Wonder Woman scene where she's about to come in here and
just
take names and
fuck them all to death.
She's going to kick names and take ass.
Yes.
All right. Holy shit.
fuck them all to death.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
What?
That.
Putting the lip in?
Yes.
There's nothing disgusting about it. It's one of the greatest things of all time.
Oh, the enchilada just now messaged me back after like 45 minutes.
What a hoe. My foreman today, as I was getting ready to put a lip in on break, he walks past me.
Yeah, are you mean to say lip? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Put a lip in.
Usually feels like a dip. So, I don't know if you're just fucking with me or if you're like purposely not saying it the right way or.
Purposely not saying it.
Or if you're just like,
but if you dipped, dumb, you would know that sometimes.
I don't dip. You know I don't dip.
You have to continue and then exit once you get back.
I didn't know that.
No, but anyways, I was getting ready to put a lip in on break. And now you can go back.
Now I can go back.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so what do I just go? Push B?
Yeah.
Yes. Will automatically save.
Yes. Sure. But anyways, motherfucker, if you keep interrupting me, get ready to put a lip in. My foreman walks past me and whispers down to me. He says, you know this is a tobacco-free job, right? I look back up at him, and he's got a little grin on his face. I said, well, motherfucker, did you leave your cigarettes in your truck? He says, well, goddamn no, I did not. I said, well, I'm going to go ahead and put this lip in. You're going to have to leave me the fuck alone now, aren't you? Yesterday, me and one of the guys I work with just fully blown started singing Boyz II Men.
Yes.
All the guys were like, really right now? And I'm like, normally, I don't like it when he sings. He sings some dumb shit. But he started singing some Boyz II Men, and I was like, and now we've come to the end of the road. Man, you just can't help it. You just can't help it. Oh, welcome to Penisburg, Virginia.
Better call TJ and let him know where he lives.
Now, he'll probably say that's in West Virginia.
Probably.
Apparently, if you live in Virginia, West Virginia is the equivalent of Kansas to Missouri.
Yeah.
Because then everybody there is either stupid or an asshole or both.
Yeah.
But that's about all the time we got.
Yeah, it is. I don't really know if we really even have anything to talk about. That'd be worth talking for a minute and a half. Nope. Okay.
That's a pretty short time. We could talk about our dicks. No, we might still have too much time left over.
We will. You just poop yourself again?
Mm-mm.
That's a little squirt.
There's a rock on the floor.
There's gonna be a fucking rock on the floor.
Anyways, this has been episode 10. Parts 1 and 2. We'll see you back here, I don't know, hopefully not another fucking month. Hopefully, like, we can make this a weekend thing or something. But
we'll see.
We'll figure it out, you D-bags.
Until I move.
Yeah, we'll catch you later, you fuck sticks.
And if you ain't lit, you ain't shit.
Motherfucker!